426, 427, 428 together, please.
426, authorize a contract with Opus Architecture LLP for design and construction administration services for new construction and renovations of the Mount Tabor and Delta Park Urban Forestry Yard maintenance facilities and a bicycle pedestrian path adjacent to Mount Tabor Yard for a total not to exceed amount of $980,000. 427, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the St. John's Community Center roof and HVAC replacement project. And 428, authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Selwood Park pool, bathhouse roof replacement, and seismic upgrade project for an estimated $585,000.
Mr. Fritz.
Thank you, Mayor. In 2014, the Portland community voted to support a measure, the Fix Our Parks Bond measure, to issue up to $68 million in general obligation bonds to pay for the most urgent capital repairs and improvements needed for existing parks facilities. Excuse me. These contracts are all procurement authorizations needed for parks replacement bond funded projects. Item 426 will advance maintenance facility improvements at the Mount Tabor Yard and at the Urban Forestry Delta Park Yard. Collectively, these facilities house nearly 200 Portland Parks and Recreation staff who are responsible for maintaining the park system across the city. The bond-funded work identified for both maintenance facilities is intended to correct the most severe safety and code-related issues and will improve the working conditions for parks maintenance staff. I don't know if any of you remember the photographs we showed during the bond measure campaign, but I need to add my particular thanks to the staff who've been working in the appalling conditions, and I'm glad we're finally able to correct them. Item 427 will advance roof and HVAC system improvements at the St. John's Community Center. Both of these systems are more than 20 years beyond their expected useful lives. And again, thanks to the maintenance staff for keeping them going. These improvements will also increase the building's energy efficiency, reduce maintenance and operating costs, and provide for a more comfortable environment for our community users. And similarly, item 428 will facilitate roof improvements to the 86-year-old Selwood Park Pool bathhouse. The current wood shingle roof is original from the 1929 construction and is far past its useful life. In fact, the community had to put a canopy over their ice cream stand, even though it wasn't necessary because of the weather, to stop the bits from falling off of the roof into the ice cream. So this is obviously, we are dealing with the worst of the worst in the Parks Bond. We still have many projects which are not going to be able to be funded, and so that's an ongoing challenge which we've been working to address. In the meantime, we are very grateful to have this funding so that we can start addressing the worst of the worst. I am happy to introduce Portland Parks and Recreation Bond Program Manager Marianne Kasson, who will give us a little more information about these projects.
Good afternoon, Mayor Hales, members of the Council. Commissioner Fritz did such a good introduction that I think I'll skip over these first few slides that just talk about the context of the bond itself and how important it is that traditionally we've funded the park system with bonds. If you remember, there are seven focus areas, and the projects we're here to talk to you today have to do with two of those. This most important one, dealing with protecting workers, it's a professional and technical services contract that we're asking you to approve today. It went through a competitive bidding process in order to select OPSIS architects. Our workers, as Commissioner Fritz said, are in working in much less than ideal situations. These are former horse barns and other just whatever you can throw together to keep things more or less and mostly less out of the rain. The contract that we're bringing to you today, because there are so many permit and other logistical issues, we are not expecting to complete this contract until spring of 2019. Our minority women in business, small business utilization rate on this particular contract is 27%. Just quickly for a little bit of context, on the right is Mount Tabor Yard. That is south of what most people think of as the park itself. And we're doing just the very first step of the master plan that was before you in 2008. It's the first building that will be that oval that's on the right side. In addition, we are going to fold in a project that is funded with system development charge funds. That's a very, very important pedestrian and bicycle connection so that the South Tabor neighborhood can get to Mount Tabor Park without having to walk through the trucks and backhoes and everything else that is happening in the yard. So that'll be part of that project as well. On the left side is, again, the first phase of improvements at the Urban Forestry Headquarters in Delta Park. And just a few more of our glamorous photos of the working conditions. This will not only improve worker conditions, it will improve security. It will get some of that equipment that we have to store out in the rain, so we'll have longer shelf life for those kind of things and deal with a lot of safety issues. The second category is this restroom and other urgent needs, a lot of building type of improvements there. The St. John's Community Center has actually what is involved, seven roofs altogether. It's 17,000 square foot of roof materials put on at various times over the years. And there are five heating and ventilating systems on the roof that we're going to deal with at the same time. This we anticipate going to bid in early May with construction beginning as soon as July. Selwood Bathhouse, that's some pictures of those shingles. We have certainly got our use out of those. It's that wonderful old growth shingle. I don't think you could get 85 years out of it these days, but we did get our money's worth, but it's time to move on. On this one, we're timing it so that it does not begin until after the pool season, but we'd like to get somebody under contract as soon as possible. We are very cognizant of the fact that this kind of work can generate wonderful construction jobs, so we're going above and beyond trying to get as much, again, minority women business-owned utilization as we can, so we're doing a number of different special outreach events. We had one that we had Nate McCoy with the Minority Contractors Association organized for us last week. We're also going to have a special table set up at an event next week at Awami so that we can get the word out about these contracts. We know that it's a busy season, and we want to make sure they know what attractive work it is. With that, I'm ready to answer any questions.
Okay, good presentation. Thank you. Any questions for Mary Ann? Thank you very much. Is there anyone here that wants to speak on these items? Okay, then two of them we need to vote on today because they're emergency ordinances. That's 426 and 427. 426, please.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Well, thank you very much to Mary Ann Kasten for leading this work. To other staff in the Bureau, Susan Miamber, Marlo Medellin, Connie Johnson, and to Patty Howard, who has now retired from my staff but put a lot of work into passing the bond measure, and I want to particularly thank Portland voters who passed it with 74%, which is the highest that a bond measure has ever passed in parks, and also Pooja Bhatt, who's currently my parks liaison. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you, for Commissioner Fritz and the Bureau, for just systematically delivering on the promise to put these parks in better condition. So it's just a pleasure for us to see these projects coming through and to see you getting local firms involved in doing the work and in being able to see the before, in some cases pretty appalling before. Look forward to seeing the after real soon. Thank you. Aye. And 427.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And then 428 passes to second reading next week.